Canto 9, Chapter 20, The Dynasty of Puru to Bharata. The son of Vyasadeva said, I shall now describe the dynasty of Puru in which you were born, O son of Bharata. From the saintly kings of that dynasty, many Brahmin dynasties originated. From Puru, the son Janamejaya appeared. Prachinvan was his son, and from him there was Pravira, from whom next Manushu appeared. He, in his turn, fathered Charupada. The son appearing from him was Sudyu, who had a son named Bahugava. From Bahugava, Samyati was born, who had a son named Ahamyati. His son was called Rudrashva. Just like the 10 senses of action and perception originated from the primal force of the universal self, with him, from an Apsara girl known as Gritachi, 10 sons were born. Riteyu, Kaksheyu, Shtandileyu, Kriteyuka, Jaleyu, Sanateyu, Dharmeyu, Satyeyu, Vrateyu, and Vaneyu, who was the youngest. From Riteyu, a son named Rantinava appeared, and his 3 sons, O ruler of men, were Sumati, Dhruva, and Apratirata. Kanva was Apratirata's son. From him there was Medatiti, from whom there were Praskana and others, who were all twice-born souls, Brahmins. From Sumati there was Rebi, and his son was called Dushmanta. Dushmanta one day went hunting and arrived at the ashrama of Kanva. There he saw a woman sitting who radiated with a beauty like that of the goddess of fortune. Seeing her, he immediately felt himself strongly drawn towards this manifestation of divine feminine beauty. In the company of some of his soldiers, he then addressed that finest of all ladies. Exhilarated by her presence, he was relieved of the fatigue of his hunting excursion. Driven by lusty feelings, he smilingly asked with pleasing words, "Who are you, O lotus-petal-eyed lady? Who do you belong to, O beauty of my heart, and what are your intentions, all by yourself being here in the forest? You appear to be of royal blood. You can count on it that I, as a descendant of Puru, O raving beauty, never outside of the Dharma, think of enjoying whatever." Sri Shakuntala said, "I was born from Vishwamitra and was by Menaka, my mother, left behind in this forest. Kanva, the mighty saint, knows everything about it. O my hero, what can I do for you? Please come and sit next to me, O lotus-eyed soul. Accept my humble service. Please eat from the Nivara rice that I have to offer and stay here if you want to." Sri Dushmanta answered, "This, O beautiful eyebrows, befits your position of being born in the family of Vishwamitra. It is indeed so that the daughters of a royal family personally choose a suitable husband." The king, well aware of what would befit the time and place, said yes, and then married, according to the rules of Dharma, with Shakuntala, the Gandharva way of mutual consent. Unerring in his virility, the saintly king deposited his semen in the queen and turned back to his residence in the morning. In due course of time, she then gave birth to a son. Kanvamuni executed in the forest the prescribed ceremonies for the child. The boy, later on, became known for having captured with great force a lion and having played with it. His mother, Shakuntala, the best of women, took him who, as a partial expansion of the Lord, was of an insurmountable strength, with her to her husband, Dushmanta. When the king did not accept them as his wife and son, while they had done nothing wrong, for everyone to hear there was a loud sound from the sky. An incorporeal voice declared, "The mother is like a bellows to the son of the father who begot him. He, therefore, belongs to the father. Just take care of your son, O Dushmanta, and do not offend Shakuntala. O King, he who discharged the semen is by the son saved from the punishment of Yamaraj, death. Shakuntala, who said that you are the one who fathered the child, has spoken the truth. After his father had passed away, the son became an emperor of great fame and glory, who was celebrated as a partial representation of the Lord on earth. He carried the mark of the chakra on his right hand and the mark of the lotus whirl on the soles of his feet. Because he was of worship with a grand ritualistic ceremony, he received the position of the Lord and Master over the entire world. He used 55 horses for performing sacrifices from the mouth of the Ganges up to its source. For that purpose, he appointed the son of Mamata as the priest. In the same way, he proceeded at the bank of the Yamuna, where he bound the Ashwamedha plate of honor to 78 horses of sacrifice. He, who was called Bharata, the son of Dushmanta, established his fire of sacrifice in the best possible way, gave away a fortune in charity, and divided a batva cows among the Brahmins present. The son of Dushmanta, who astonished all the kings by bringing together for these yajñas 3,300 horses, thus surpassed the opulence of the demigods and gained the favor of the spiritual master, the Lord. During the sacrifice at Mashnara, he in charity donated 14 lakhs of fine black elephants with the whitest tusks that were covered with golden ornaments. Just as one cannot seize the heavenly worlds by the strength of one's arms, it is impossible for any ruler in the past or the future to equal the exalted activities of Bharata. When he conquered the directions, he killed all the barbarian rulers who opposed the Brahminical culture, like the Kiratas, Africans, the Hunan, the Huns, the Yavanas, the Greek, the Paundras, the wild men of South Bihar and Bengal, the Kankas, the Scandinavians, the Kashas, the Mongolians, and the Shakas, the Tartars. In the past, when the Asuras had conquered the demigods and they returned to the lower worlds, Rasatala, all the wives and daughters of the godly souls had been transported to the nether worlds, but he brought all of them and their associates back to their original places. Sending his troops and circulating his instructions in all directions, for 27,000 years heaven and earth provided whatever his subjects desired. He, the emperor, the ruler over all rulers and places, who was impeccable with the achievements of his power, the realm and the order of state, in the end considered all of his life false, and thus he ceased to enjoy them. He, O master of men, had three wives, daughters of Vidarbha, who were most pleasing and suitable. But afraid that they would be rejected by him because their sons were not as perfect as their father, they killed them. Thus being frustrated in generating offspring, he performed a Marutstoma sacrifice to beget sons. The Maruts thereupon presented him Bharadvaja. Brihaspati, the scholar and priest of the demigods who was his father, in the past felt attracted to his brother's pregnant wife and wanted to make love to her. But when the son in the womb forbade him to engage that way, he cursed him and discharged his semen anyway. For Mamata, the mother, who out of fear to be abandoned by her husband, Utatya, wanted to get rid of the child, was at its name-giving ceremony the following verse pronounced by the God-conscious souls. O foolish woman, take care of this child that has two fathers. She thereupon said, O Brihaspati, maintain it yourself, although it has another father. With both the parents having turned away from the child by saying these words, the child consequently was called Bharadvaja, a burden for both. Even though she, by the God-conscious souls, was encouraged to maintain the child, the mother still rejected it, for she thought that, in the light of what had happened, it had no purpose in life. It was maintained by the Marats, who gave it to Bharata when the dynasty was unfulfilled.